Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road this week, next week, the week after that, leading up to Christmas, making up for some downtime we had during the Orioles time. We're going to be at Pappas in Parkville this week on Tuesday before the holiday. If you're hearing this after that, we're going to be at Coco's next Wednesday. We're going to be at Gertrude's at the BMA. Legendary crab cake there I have yet to have, with John and Dan Rodericks promoting his beautiful, beautiful play that I can recommend to everyone. Baltimore, you have no idea. I'm taking some dear friends of mine, some sponsors, special people during the holidays over to see that show. We're going to be promoting that next Thursday at Gertrude's. And next Friday, we're going to be at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. Come on up, sports bar. Kirk McEwen's band's playing. Maryland's playing Indiana. I hope they don't lose to them. My God, Maryland with this start. And I'm wearing a little red and white here for a little Maryland pride. Dennis Colatsis joins us now. He is, of course, our recruits Baltimore forward. Now, this week, Dennis is going to be here on Friday because they have this sort of built-in holiday. We're all going to eat. Dennis is going to be passed out on his couch at 3 o'clock on Thursday like the rest of us watching football. He'll be here on Friday from 3 until 5 and, of course, again on Sunday morning. Black Friday specials, right, Dennis Colatsis? Tell me.
100%, man. Doorbuster deals, you name it. It will be a sales extravaganza. Get here early. Get here often. And that way you'll pick the vehicle that you want instead of letting somebody else buy it. So let's go. Let's go.
All right. Before I get to any football, before I get to the Maryland Stadium Authority, before I talk about Tom Kelso coming up to Hollywood Casino, he came on again this week. I'm getting more information on this because we're talking like, who are the Orioles going to sign? They don't have a lease. So like they can't put their tickets on sale. So let's figure, but you know, like you're trying to sell a car, you don't have a dealership, but I want to talk to you about cars a little bit this week because like it's Black Friday. And yeah. I know you're not going to BS me, right? Like, it's one of the reasons we've been friends a long, long time. I know this week I'm going to get some good deals on Black Friday. I'm going to click on some things. I'm going to get some new long underwear, some things that Santa may overlook, right? You know, so I need a new pillow for my neck for slides. So I have a few things, and I'm just sort of waiting to get that extra 20, 30%, that juice. And in a car business, Black Friday, and I always see these Christmas ads where they deliver this $80,000 vehicle as a Christmas gift, and you swear that really happens sometimes in your place. But the Black Friday, how does it work that you can get a better deal this week? And I know it's sort of, in general, your industry puts a lot of – this is a big week, right?
It's a huge week, Nestor. We have some green, white, and red bows in the showroom for customers who want to celebrate Christmas a little earlier. But yes, it's the last week of the month. A lot of incentives out there. And right now, Nestor, it's a very competitive environment. 2021, 2022, it was a supply issue, right? Those dealers that had vehicles sold them. But right now, everybody's got cars, so which is great news for the consumer. And it's a race to the bottom in terms of pricing. You've got to be competitive. If you're not competitive, you're going to go out of business very, very soon in this environment. So we put our best prices forward, best incentives. Right now, Ford came out with almost 2.9% across the board, which saves thousands of dollars. You know the rates these days, 8, 9, 10%, Nestor. So,
well, that's what my wife was in the market to buy and said, how much? And she didn't want an F-150, you know, like with 0% or whatever, and saying, well, they'll, you know, so this is the incentive time to say.
It is.
I mean, because I feel that way about things I'm buying, right? If I'm in the mood to buy something right now, I'm going to kind of wait till this week and try to figure it out. And I'm thinking a car, my God, other than buying a house, there's nothing you're going to spend more on than a car.
Right. Well, think with this one, Esther. In 2021 and 2022, our industry had historical tailwinds. Well, now we're starting to experience headwinds, right? So what happens when we experience headwinds, it's good news for the consumer. And that's what happens right now. So it's a great, great time to come out and seize us. And again, Ford, on F-150, a consumer will save literally thousands of dollars in interest.
See, this would be my thing. If you were my old school Mr. Nobody, I'd say, Dennis is in a good mood right now. The Ravens are 8-3. He's giving the cars away out.
This is true.
So can I do that?
Because one of my best friends came up Saturday, and we have a Mustang Dark Horse Edition, and we were over
at MSRP. What is that? What's a Mustang Dark Horse?
It's just a specialty Mustang, right? A lot of close to 800 horsepower. But I told him I'm in a good mood. We had a price like at $4,000 over MSRP. And I said, look, if you're in the mood today, man, I'll do it for MSRP. Let's go. Let's swap keys. That's exactly what happened.
See, Dennis is getting, see, you're giving away. And if the Ravens didn't play well the other night, maybe not in that kind of a mood.
Oh,
right?
I would have charged a lot more than that, but I was in a great mood. How can you not have been in a great mood after that wonderful game Thursday night?
Well, the one thing,
except for Mark Andrews, which is a big deal.
It is a big deal. And
huge
it's
deal.
We spent all day Friday. We'll be talking about that for the rest of the year.
I heard you and Luke going at it. Believe me, I tuned in. I heard you gentlemen going at it.
Well, I appreciate
it.
That. And, I just would say this. I was seeing Geddy Lee on Friday night, which is the highlight of my
year. I saw
year.
That too, by the way. I saw that too.
It was just so good. And I'm going to see him in Toronto in a couple of weeks at the end of the tour, the last night. I have a great seat. Every night's different because he has a different host. And he's been making news every night by saying things that nobody's ever heard him say before. And they're like, wow. And, there's a whole thing that's it's become a psychology. But I'm in a sports bar and I put out on the internet, anybody wants to have a beer, find me. And like these two cops from Salisbury never met me. They listened to the show in Salisbury. They text me, hit me on IM, and they're like, hey, we're two cops from Salisbury. We want to buy you a beer. I'm like, all right, hey. Come on by. So I wound up talking to them for like an hour, and I had old friends stop by. But we all looked up on the TV and saw Joe Burrow gone for the year, Deshaun Watson gone for the year. And I'm thinking to myself, then we saw Kenny Pickett, who's as long as the Steelers are gone for the year.
He is terrible.
He's
not
terrible.
Not a good quarterback. For Mike Tomlin to say that the Browns defense makes a lot of quarterbacks look bad, I was disappointed in Mike saying that. That's waving a white flag. Shouldn't have never done that. Should have never. Those words should have never came out of his mouth as a competitor. It's a given. Everybody's good. Some teams better than others, right? But I don't want. If I'm a Steelers fan, I'm a Ravens fan, and I didn't care for the comment.
Well, Snoop Huntley would be a better quarterback than that guy.
He would. Josh Dobbs that the Browns gave away would have been a better option at this point. I mean, I know they lost to the Broncos, but lots of teams lose to the Broncos in Mile High Stadium. But he's been playing lights out.
Well, that organization made a decision that Josh Dobbs wasn't the guy, and that
that's terrible.
And Kenny Pickett was, and they were going to use a one on Kenny Pickett, right?
The division right now, quarterbacks, right? Lamar Jackson, DTR. At Cleveland, you've got
Joe Flacco in Cleveland.
Oh,
stop
Joe
with
Flacco
that
in Cleveland. Come on now, Joe. They have a good offensive line, but they've got to keep Joe upright. But Joe would be a lot better than what we saw in Sunday's matchup between the Browns and the Steelers for sure. He can't play. No, I'm surprised they didn't run him more. They should have ran some triple option or some other things to move the ball down the field. It's a miracle the game was as close as it was, given the fact that the Steelers couldn't move the ball until they realized they have Jalen Warren on the team, who's a fantastic running back, much better than Najee Harris. But that aside, it's hard to picture Joe Flacco in the Browns uniform, Nestor.
Is he going to wear 19 or 5?
Oh, come on, man. Didn't even see that. You're a deep thinker. That's what I love about you. You thought this thing through and ahead. I haven't done that because I can't wrap my pea brain around Joe Flacco in a Browns uniform.
I thought it through on Friday when I'm at the bar and these cops are buying me a beer from Salisbury, and I look up and Flacco, I look down and Flacco's not signing in Cleveland because Cincinnati has a quarterback need. How great is it that the Cincinnati quarterback is the verb for what the Browns do? Browning. Isn't that great?
Another great play on the words there. Browning, absolutely.
Well,
we have head and shoulders the best quarterback in the division. I mean,
don't talk like that because we've had him injured before. Right?
I know
he was
that,
limping
but look,
in the third
I don't believe in bad luck. I'm not superstitious, although Greek people are notoriously superstitious. But anyway, I digress. You got to feel good, even with the loss of Mark Andrews, at where the Ravens are right now. Get by the Chargers, spank them, which they should. Have a nice bye and come back and take care of business.
I went 4-8 against the spread on my picks this week, so don't trust me. I mean, that's what I do at Hollywood Casino every
No
week.
Big trust. No big
Christian
trust.
Christian Horton is going to be joining us on Tuesday over Pappas in Parkville. John Eisenberg is also going to be our guest. I was on Dennis's show last week before the Thursday night game, and I didn't talk any football. We run it again over the weekend. I talked to you about this Maryland Stadium Authority situation and the lease, and it didn't even occur to me, Dennis, until I woke up on Monday morning with Luke and I with no Raven game to talk about, right? We have these injuries to talk about, Mark Andrews, and you and I will get to that. But the baseball team was as exciting as anything we've ever experienced here. You would say that, right? Like,
absolutely.
Take the 14, 15, 16 and Buck, good. Take the Messina era in 97, good. But this team this year, what they did on the field, and then the disappointment of just getting – manhandled by the Rangers quickly, that it's been a month You haven't said a word about the baseball team. I haven't said a word about the baseball team. Leonard Raskin, any of our guests, Luke and I, and no one on this radio station has talked about baseball in a month other than the Leafs and me doing this with Tom Kelso, the former Maryland Stadium Authority chairman, who's going to be with us next week at the Hollywood Casino on Friday. We're doing, Dennis, we're going to do next Friday at Hollywood, we're going to do Stadium for Dummies. We're going to start at the beginning. I have an outline. I mean, literally, I have outlines. We're going to do this from the beginning of the beginning because the first hour and a half I did with Tom, I didn't really know him. I'm sort of throwing questions. Who are you? I did 40 minutes this week with Tom Kelso on just one thing. And listen, you run Coons Baltimore Ford. You know about all these important things. This is the MOU. This is the Memorandum of Understanding. It's an 8-page document, clearly one-sided, written by the Orioles lawyers about all the things the state of Maryland's going to do once Wes gives the papal nod and once all the legislators go down to Annapolis and give him $400 million and then give Steve $400 million more after they gave $1.2 billion. So I'm just saying, I woke up Monday morning, hit Luke. I'm like, let's talk some baseball. And I really did want to talk about Snell, pitching, Santander, contracts, arbitration, long-term contracts for Henderson, free agency, the market, what they're going to do with these kids coming up, Kowser, who's going to get traded, who's not, who's on the market, Dylan C. Do all that baseball stuff, right? Dennis, it's Thanksgiving. They don't have a lease. The owner has hoodwinked the governor into this public thing. The governor, I say he's not running for me, but he's not running toward me. Nobody wants to talk. Craig Thompson's not talking. Craig Thompson's a lawyer at Venable, who, by the way, represents the Bisciotti industry and football as well, who's now representing us, the taxpayers, to get a better deal with John that would then give Steve money. This thing is thick and it's crazy, but more than that, more than all of that, there's this baseball offseason, and we have the executive of the year, the manager of the year, the rookie of the year, 101 wins, and we don't even know what their payroll expectations are, what their limitations are. We have no idea what their plan could be. And I think the most important thing, and this would be a tribute to you at Coons Baltimore Ford, that you've been sitting in that chair a long, long time, running things for the Coons family, is that Mike Elias, time's ticking. He said he's under contract, but does that end New Year's Eve too? Like, because to me, Mike Elias is the most important thing they have going on, right? They better have him happy, signed. And I mean signed and happy, like, John, we're taking the payroll to $80 million this year, 94. That we have projections for all of this in the same way they have projections for the 10 cents the stadium is going to cost the taxpayers. This is a business, you know, time for pay, time for play, Billick would always say. This is such an important time for the Orioles business and what they're going to do on the field and what they're going to invest in and what they're not going to invest in. It's not a time for quiet. And it's been really baseball quiet. The fans are all into football. You're into football. I'm into football. But this is the time where you make a championship team for next year and the years beyond. And I think it's important that we talk baseball and talk about the lease as something that's not calculus or physics. It's just basic math, and it's civics, and it's rich people and poor people, and it's tax money, and it's the future of the city. I mean, it's just so important.
Well, Nestor, to me, at what point does the Angelos family talk about legacy, right? Because as a Greek American, I was profoundly proud when Peter Angelos purchased the franchise, right? The organization, one of us, right? Both immigrants, both scrappers. I figured that when he bought the Orioles, it would be his legacy, right? Like Steinbrenner, George Steinbrenner. Win, baby, just win. Go after championships. Not use a team to line his pockets. And that becomes the dominant thing with the family versus the legacy. What kind of legacy are you leaving behind? And I always go back to millionaires and billionaires, Nestor. How much money do you really need? You can only spend so much.
These boys brought every piece of dirt that you would never want in a business, in a marriage, in a family, in a relationship. The information that Peter hated me for reporting things he didn't like, and his kids told the whole world all of their dirty laundry while their father's on their deathbed, fighting over who's going to get $800 million and who's going to get $600 million. I mean, it's really,
Nestor,
they're diseased in the brain. And I, like, for me, that affects the baseball team. That affects my ability to buy into the team. My employee and I were treated like garbage 5 weeks ago in the press box in Arlington, Texas, there to support the team. They threatened my employee's clubhouse access for having me show up.
That's
what
so
they
petty.
Did to Kevin
that's
Brown,
so
what they did
it's
to Kevin
petty.
Brown this summer is that's their own guy. That's their people. So when they do that to their own people, Mike Elias is a smart guy. If he's happy, he'll sign on for more. If he's unhappy, he'll be the holdout at the end because he can get anything he wants right now, right?
Like, yeah, he can. Sure he can.
He is the smartest guy in the industry right now. I hope he's truly happy. And the only thing that's really going to make him happy is John's money to spend on baseball players because he needs to do that to win.
Well, I hope we don't go down the route of Davey Johnson and Pat Gillick here. I hope it's not a repeat of that fiasco when you had two of the best at their positions.
All
and
the
they
famers.
Threw, and they
all
threw
the famers.
It all, and they threw it all away. If you know nothing about the business of baseball and you hand over the keys, if your business is law, the legal system, stay in your lane. Let the professionals do what they do. Let Mike Elias and Brandon Hyde do what they do, Nestor.
But
that's
they
my
need
message.
A budget to do that, and they don't even have a lease.
Well, you know what? You, in order to make chicken salad, you need chicken. And I think that's what it boils down to. And if they get to that point of frustration, they're not going to re-sign with the Orioles.
Well,
your leadership's going to fall apart.
My point is, why does Mike Elias, like, he doesn't need to stay here. He didn't need to come here to begin with. No. And I know he may be thinking, like, if the old man dies tomorrow, there's a great chance the team will be liquidated in the next 12 months. Like, literally, right? Like, there is that possibility that
it will be good
if
for him,
expires,
though.
That there could be a whole different set of circumstances than John Angelos versus Wes Moore. But in the meantime, it's Thanksgiving. There's no lease. They can't put their tickets on sale. Nobody understands anything about their intentions, their fan base. They don't communicate with their fan base, not in an honest way. I mean, they never have. That's a tradition of the Angelos family, is not communicating honestly and forthrightly with their own customers, with their own partners, I mean, sponsors. They're not telling people, hey, you know, sit down and have a real community conversation about trying to hoodwink $400 million. Tell me what the plan is. Tell me what the idea is. Maybe we'll give it to you. I love the Orioles. I love Baltimore. You know, convince me you're not even going to be the creep that owns the team 5 years from now. Have the commissioner tell me that. I'll give him anything you want just to get rid of him at this point so that we can have something sensible here so that we're not sitting here another year in November saying we've got the best franchise in the sport. We have the best baseball operations in the sport. We have a beautiful stadium, and we have the petty owner who fought with his family last year, Kevin Brown this summer, the AM sports radio guy and his reporter 5 weeks ago is going to fight with everybody because that's all he knows is fighting. I mean, that's literally, we're 30 years. I had a recent guy didn't sponsor me, a high level guy, say to me, you fight with these teams. I'm like, no, they fight with me. It's the other way around. No, they threw me out. I ask questions they refuse to answer. That's not me fighting with them. That's me being honest. But there is no community town hall. There is no, I'm going to get $400 million from the governor and get get Craig Thompson to go carry Steve's water and get him $400 million too. There's no public debate about any of this, and there's no public plan that if Mike Elias were to stand up with partners, sponsors, they have a normal thing down at the warehouse saying, hey, you know, we might not get there in a day, but we're going to expand payroll this year. We're going to have to add payroll. We got to pay Santander more. We got to pay Mullins. We're going to add payroll, but we're going about this in a way that you can trust Mike Elias. Maybe not trust John Angelos if he's out of it, but he's not out of it. He's not out of it. I know he's not out of it. I didn't have a press pass in Arlington a couple of weeks ago. I know he's not out of it. And he's certainly not out of this stadium authority thing, which really affects the future of everything. You know, giving away the stadium authority power, giving away the oversight to allow them to do whatever they want to do, that's
well,
not good policy.
Who's accountable? Who's accountable and who's responsible for all this?
The governor at this point.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, and the legislature, if they're going to give him the money. Because the governor can say, yeah, I like that idea. Let's take it down the hall. Okay, let's take it down the hall. Let's see how Brooke Learman feels about giving another billion away. I hope she doesn't feel good about it. She's the controller. And I'll be happy to talk to her about it because I, you know, I campaigned and voted for her. At least they can do is return a call and come on and be front facing about the money they're giving away. So I'm getting chippy, Dan. Getting a little chippy.
A little bit. Hey, when do the pitchers report to spring training?
Well, it depends on who the pitchers are. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
just asking for a friend. That's all. Just asking.
We getting Kyle Gibson back or what are we doing here? You know what I mean? So, but that's the point of the baseball side of this is I sit here and talk about all this stuff. And I bring the Maryland Stadium Authority chairman, who's a little bit of a whistleblower and a watchdog for our money, and try to speak facts. The least they could do is run the baseball team the right way and be front facing and saying, we're going to make the team better and we're going to go win a championship next year. And here's how we're going to do it. Gunnar Henderson here. You're set. Put you on the wall. Adley, you're next. You know, let's go buy a pitcher. Let's go spend some money. Let's go all in. Let's go win. Let's go do this. That's should be the off season of inertia to make you want to buy a 13 game plan and have me next to you.
Yeah.
Like they're not doing that. They're not marketing. Their only marketing they're doing the off season is what the marketing I'm giving them, which isn't positive, which is they're coming in to absolutely hold taxpayers up for money that they don't deserve, that they have no plan for.
Well, they got me to go to 13 games last year. Baker's dozen, that's true. The most games I've been to in many, many years, even combined. But I haven't thought about buying a 13-pack or anything of that nature.
And they haven't offered it to you. They haven't come
to
you.
Well, they haven't offered to me. Plus, I need to see more. I need to see commitment, which I haven't seen in the last how many decades now.
You said that last offseason they won 101 games and they still don't have you.
I'll still go as long as he stay competitive. But unless they change ownership, Nestor, I don't see this thing having a happy ending.
Because you can't get your heart all the way into it.
Oh, and I'm an optimist, but I'm also a pragmatist, too.
Oh, I've been witness 32 years of this. I mean, I had a guy say I was the Debbie Downer of Baltimore sports because I'm talking about the lease that's not done on November 20th. It's insane.
Look, you can look at some point, somebody has to tell the truth out there and people can't handle the truth. Doesn't mean that you're down on Baltimore sport. Doesn't mean you're down on the Ravens or the Orioles. But when the Orioles don't have a lease, when they pretend they have a lease in front of the fan base. Right. And then we find out the pen doesn't come off the contract. What are we supposed to think?
I screenshot some random fan the morning afterward. And it was like, it was profane Twitter, you know, F you, John Angelos, for having me cheer for you. Doubly F me for having me cheer for you when it wasn't even real. You know
right.
what I mean?
But those are the facts. And that's a fan. That's somebody who loves the Orioles. That's somebody
loves
who loves Baltimore.
Orioles.
Right.
Loves Orioles as much as you and I do.
So how can you knock him any more than they can knock you for that? For calling
I'm a
him
very
out.
Unimportant fan.
For calling him out. No, your last name is only Aparicio.
Yeah, I'm a very unimportant fan. By the way, I picked up a 62 Aparicio, almost in mint condition. I'm nice. Trying to replace. See, I have every Aparicio card, right? Not every. There are a couple weird stamps and stuff. But now that I'm out on eBay and I have most of the belt buckles, I've gone back into my Aparicio collection a little bit.
Nice.
And I'm trying to pick up the missing pieces. Like my 1958 has holes punched in it. I just need to get a nice one. And they're not as expensive as you think. But man, when they're in really good shape, my buddy Mark Miller and I talked about this, when they're mint, like the Aparicio that was a 56 is his rookie card that when it's in mint condition, it's sold in the overnight. I was looking at it just to see what like a perfect one, you know, the ultimate Holy Grail sold for $346.
Okay. Very good.
It was a nine, a PSA nine, which it doesn't, I mean, it's a perfect 1956 baseball card, but you can get that card for $5 if you want it beaten up somewhere between that and $20 of having a nice conditioned 58. And a 62, which are hard to get, in the 71s. Did you collect baseball? You didn't collect baseball cards. You came from the old country, right?
No, but you know what? I got football cards everywhere.
You got your Earl Campbell card?
Earl Campbell, but I've got a lot of the Colts, the 182 Colts.
Oh,
a lot of those.
You got Bruce Laird?
I got Bruce Laird. Of course, I have Bruce Laird. Yeah. One of my favorite guys. I've got OJ. I've got some cards. I got Walter Payton.
And Nesby Glasgow?
I've got Nesby Glasgow. Absolutely.
So
all these guys.
So there was a video circulating this weekend of a guy wearing a 32 Bills jersey.
I saw it. Allegedly. I saw that.
We shouldn't
that.
Be laughing about that because he's a freaking.
No, we shouldn't be laughing about it. But yeah. Again, in the moment, it was funny.
Yeah, well, we all have a moment. Tell them what you're doing for cars this week. Dennis is giving them away for free, and tell them Nestor sent you. They're free. He's going to pay you to take them. Now, but I mean, close enough. It's as good as it gets, is what
yeah,
you're telling.
Again, we're saving folks thousands. A lot of 0% with the Ford models, 2.9%, especially with the heavier vehicles, the more expensive vehicles like the F-150s or whatnot. People can save thousands this weekend. We have about 300 new brand new vehicles in stock. And about 200 pre-loved vehicles. So the inventory is here. The savings are here. Come to Coons Ford Baltimore. I'm here the entire weekend. My desk is at the front of the showroom. Glad to meet you. Talk some Ravens, talk some Orioles, and save you thousands of dollars.
You know, it's about such a cheapskate, Dan. Man, I had this 57 Aparicio was only $10.99. It's crease-free. The corners are kind of sharp. It's got nice color on it.
Nice.
And I didn't even buy it. That's what a cheapskate I am. But I'm going to get that when I got it.
I know
get...
you will. I know you
oh,
will.
So when I was a young person, 1986, the Orioles were celebrating their 20th anniversary of the 66 championship. So I was 17 years old. I had collected baseball cards. I was a dealer when I was a kid. I used to set up over at the Holiday Inn over off Cromwell Bridge with Jay's Alger World, Jay Finglass. So I was a kid. My dad helped me with cards, and I knew all the dealers in town. So I loved sports memory, but Robbie Jr. knows all this about me. But in the 80s, I collected all these Aparicio cards, and I had all of them. I mean, the hardest ones was 61 high number all-star, really tough to get. The Kellogg 71, really tough to get that one in good condition, not cracked. So there's some cards that were, you know, $10, $20 cards back in the 1980s, right? Mm-hmm. So I had all these cards, and Louie and I watched the White Sox play, watch Ozzie Guillen play at the Belvedere Hotel all afternoon. Louis was drinking beer and having a good time. The 66 reunion. So Louis was, you know, only in his 50s then, maybe. He wasn't, he was a, you know, and I was 17 years old. And I took all of my cards to him, and he signed every one of them that day.
Nice.
In a blue Sharpie. But there were a couple cards that I didn't have at the time. And I can tell the difference between the cards I had on that June day in 1986. And I'm telling you, Dennis, I don't have five of them that I've acquired in all these years. A fan gave me the 61 high number because I couldn't get it. I couldn't find it. A fan gave it to me here years ago, dropped it off the station. People have dropped so much Louis Aparicio stuff for me. Cards, old cutouts, old sport magazines. And I still have a really intense Louis Aparicio collection of stuff. But all of it's autographed, and like some of them are beaten up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I'm trying to replace them. And at least get him in good shape. That may, is that weird that I'm doing this at the end of his life?
No.
Holding up there. Oh, dude, that's a 74 Walter Payton there. What do you got there?
I got all kinds of stuff, man. I got crazy
76
stuff.
Payton
I got
that
crazy.
You got Rosie Leakes.
Rosie Leakes, Raymond Chester, Roger Carr. I mean, I got all these guys. I've got Lloyd Munford, you know.
Oh, I love Lloyd Munford, man. Come on, safety. Come
Fred
on.
Cook, Fred Cook, the Cookie
Fred,
Monster.
The Sat Pack. You got Mike Barnes? You got John Dutton?
I got George Koons.
You got Ron Fernandez?
I got John Dutton right here.
You got Dutton. All right, there you go.
I got Dutton, man. I got them all. I'm telling you.
Remember when Dutton was fighting with Ursay about money?
Stan White. Of course I do. Stan White.
Great Stan White.
Well, who didn't fight with Ursay for money? You tell me. Roger Carr. How about Roger Carr?
Oh, man. Roger could go deep. I see Burke
going into David Lee. There's David Lee. I mean, I got all kinds. This is, you're talking about nostalgia. I got Terry Bradshaw. Boo.
Well, the only thing I have, you know what? I'm going to tell you this because you're going to the only thing I have is my Colts belt buckle, right? Because I collect belt buckles, right? So this is my Baltimore Colts. And you cue the fight song. I hear Zeman playing it right now. I'm sitting in section 41 right behind home plate right now. My dad, some hot chocolate. I'm little. But I look at Oiler stuff. You know, I never buy it. I want to get an Oiler starter jacket. Like, that's
okay.
Really where I'm
looking.
I know
you do.
I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about a sweatshirt that would be a Houston. I don't want anything Tennessee Oilers. I want Houston. It has to be old. It has to be weathered. I'm not buying anything from the NFL Pro Shop, although they have a Black Friday special too. But I'm not buying anything. So I went online, and this thing appeared the other day. First, there was a Bum Phillips hat that was great. And Stephanie Stradley bought that in Houston. My friend in Houston, who's a Houston football historian. I love her. She's a lawyer. I love having her on. Steph Stradley. She's awesome. So she bought the Bum Phillips hat when I saw it for $75. She's like, I'm buying that hat. And I'm like, I don't really want that. I'm not going to wear it. My wife's like, we ain't going to wear that thing. So Oilers, the other day, a belt buckle pops up. It's the Love Ya Blue belt buckle. It's only $24. This is what a cheapskate I am. It's the original Love Ya Blue belt buckle. And on the back, it says Houston Oilers.
Nice.
It's the cheerleader belt buckle. It's the
Ah,
belt buckle the
even better.
cheerleaders wore. Why am I not clicking on that right now for $24? Why am I trying to get it for $15? Why would I come to your dealership and demand that you knock that $4,000 off for the MSRP? Because we all want a freaking deal. We're all
Yeah, we want a
cheapskates.
deal. We want no, we just thought we want a deal. Look, inflation, we have to deal with inflation these days, and you want a deal for yourself. Absolutely. Why not?
Would you buy this, or is this would you just not have this in your office? I mean,
No.
you have all those players. I didn't think you had anything Baltimore Colts in your life. I thought
I
it
got
brought back bad things for you.
No, you know, I don't want anything Baltimore Colts anymore. But you know what? In fact, I should stop by Robbie's First Base and see what these things are worth, just for grins and giggles. I don't know what the value. I don't
Football
know if
cards?
Walt's. Yeah.
If you had a Unitas, maybe something.
Yeah.
You
I mean, Bradshaw, Mean Joe Green, Walter
I'll tell you
Payton.
right now, if you got a Burt Jones card there, I'm going to give you the value. You ready? You know what the
Go
value
ahead.
is?
Go ahead.
Priceless.
Is it really?
Priceless is what it
Is
is.
it really? To who?
This is priceless to me, right?
Does that retire
You
me?
can't have this. I won't give this to you. This
Does
is
that
all I
retire?
have left from my football team of my childhood.
Does that retire me? The if I had a Burt Jones
All
card?
I have left is this and those football cards.
How about? Oh, we're not dropping. How about Tiger Woods?
No.
Tiger Woods doesn't move the needle for you.
I bet there are more of those Tiger Woods cards out there than there are Lloyd Mumphrey.
No, Nelson Muncy.
Nelson Muncy, you got Nesby Glasgow.
I have Glasgow.
You got Ed Simonini?
I have Lytle Mitchell. I have Walter Payton and Mark Van Egan. I got Stan White several times. Howard Stevens. Remember Howard Stevens?
I loved Howard Stevens.
Little
He's been
guy.
On the show, man. Howard
Has
Stevens,
he
a big
really?
golf guy.
Joe Irman. I got Joe Irman, Don McCauley.
Howard Stevens, when I met him, I was on the radio for years talking about how I loved him and my dad hated him. My dad would say, Howard Stevens carries the goddamn ball like a loaf of bread. So when I would tell Howard that, Howard had a chuckle about him. And Howard was shorter than me, which I loved him even more. I loved Howard Stevens. And I finally got a chance to meet him, and he couldn't believe what a big deal I thought he was. And I'm like, Howard, you return. Oh, you got a Burt Jones card? Look at that.
I have a Burt Jones card. Look at that. Now, you said it had unspeakable value. Does this card retire me? Can I go to the Bahamas
I think
right now?
You can right now go on to eBay and buy that card for $1.49.
Oh no, Nestor.
Hold on.
Pop
Let me see.
You pop my
what
bubble.
Year is it? What's the last year on the back of the card?
The last year is 1976.
So that's a 77 Burt Jones. Hold on. Tops 1977. What condition are you calling that in?
I'm going to call this a strong 9. Let's make it an 8. Couple of frayed
edges.
Right,
I got a near mint here right now that I can have. Here's the thing. And don't my I was 4-8 against the spread this week in Hollywood. Don't trust me.
We're going to do the opposite of what you say.
I was wrong. It's worth $1.99. I can
no.
get that card for a dollar. $1.99.
I'm keeping
right here.
It. I'm keeping
$1.99.
Nope.
Yeah.
$2.99 I might let it go, but $1.99 is not worth the shipping.
I think the Baltimore Colts belt buckle, if I'm guessing the right way, that belt buckle, I can buy it right now for probably $40. I'm thinking, know what? I can buy it right now in a bag in perfect condition for $29.99.
I wouldn't take it if you paid me $29.99.
Oh, no. Here's a chipped up one for $4.19. It's chipped up like our heart right here.
You know what? I'll buy it for that price and throw it at the bottom of the Chesapeake Bay where it belongs with the other trash, the other garbage.
Yeah, brand new, it's $30, and cheap, it's kind of like a Louis Aparicio car. Brand new, it's one price and beaten up. Dennis has... Well, you know, your cars aren't beaten up, but you have pre-loved cars, and they have a better value, right? You mean
oh, they
get that, right?
Unspeakable value. But speaking of the hats, I saw a picture of Bum Phillips talking to Tom Landry. And of course, Landry had his Stetson, and Bum had his big cowboy hat. They just don't make coaches like that anymore, do they, Nestor?
They don't allow for that, you know?
Those colorful guys.
Speaking of coaches, we played the Chargers this week. No Mark Andrews. Anything you want to say on that? By the way, the Staley tirade about, I'm calling the plays. Is your name
gone.
Harbaugh? What's wrong with you yelling at people like
well,
that?
Well, unlike Harbaugh, I think he's 23 and 21 or 21 and 23. It doesn't matter. He's an average coach and looks like he's losing the team. Ravens smack him down Sunday night, which they should. Could be the beginning of the end if that presser wasn't the beginning of the end.
Well, you better hope that they're, you know.
Yeah.
I said to Luke, this should be a really good week to go out there with rest. But then they're just the real parts of getting by without Andrews, figuring out the offensive line. making a 3,000-mile trip in a stadium that's going to be a little somnambulant.
It
I don't
is.
Know how many of our fans are going to be there. I know there's a West Coast, West Wing. There'll be some fans there, but it's a weird travel weekend, really expensive travel weekend,
yeah.
Like hard travel weekend because you got family and in town. Yep. Like, it's a tough weekend to do this. That stadium's going to be empty. The franchise is moribund out there. You better make sure you're not in the 19-17 game with 3 minutes left to go, right?
Yeah,
Like, literally.
Well, I don't think so. I think he's lost the team. I like our chances. They should be favored. I haven't looked at the spread. And whatever you pick, I'm going to pick the opposite based on your record this week.
I would not sell you this belt buckle for $4.19. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You can give me $4.19. I wouldn't take it from you.
Well, if I offered you 20 for the Burt Jones card, you probably would take it and just buy this one online for $1.99. But
I'm not buying anything cult related. I'm not.
But you won't give me your Burt Jones card. That's how much it means to you.
I'll give it to you for free. Are you kidding me? No,
listen, I'm not trying to open up old wounds here with this Indianapolis thing, but it obviously
you can have
it
Burt
still
Jones.
Has. I don't want Burt Jones. I got Burt. You know where I have Burt Jones? I got Burt Jones right here in my heart. Burt Jones is in my soul.
I like Burt Jones a lot.
And you know, when I met Burt Jones, you know what I told him? I love him because I love Burt Jones. I don't want to keep it that way. That's why I only invite him on every couple of years. I don't bother him. But okay. Burt Jones has never turned down this radio station, ever.
There you go.
Rustin Rifle. All right. Dennis is selling cars. It's Black Friday week. He's got 0%. He's got 2.9% on a bunch of vehicles. Please go take care of our sponsors. They're the ones that power this whole thing up. Dennis is going to be doing the show on Friday afternoon instead of Thursday this week because we have this turkey. It's not really a turkey. It's a football holiday. Football all day Thursday. Football all night Thursday. Football half the day Friday. Football all day Sunday. And then we get to play. So it'll be the Chargers and the Ravens on Sunday night. I just wish they were still in San Diego, and I wish I were still a real media member because I could go out and have dinner with my family in San Diego and we could go eat fish tacos for Thanksgiving. But instead, some of you are heading out to L.A. and I hope should be a game they win.
Yeah, man.
I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive with our friend Dennis Kolatsis.